Hi, I'm Laura Upson for Stand Up for Stamford.
And I'm Caris Vaughan, and I'm representing Protect Quarry Farm.
And you're joining forces because your potential developments are next to each other. What stage is yours at now, Laura?
Stamford North has gone in for planning on the SKDC planning portal, and its code is S23/0055, and it's in for outline planning at the moment, and we desperately want your comments to go in.
This is 1,300 homes.
1,350 homes, yes, across the north of Stamford.
So what are your major concerns?
I think the biggest concern for people across Stamford is infrastructure, whether that be roads and the increased traffic. And of course, it's going to have an impact on the roads that are already existing in the town centre and the congestion that we can see there. Also, we're worried that we're going to be pushing traffic out to Little Casterton, Great Casterton and areas like that. And also the construction routes for Stamford North are coming through Casterton, you know, and we're not sure that if people are aware of that on this 12-year build. Of course, people have a lot of concerns about the medical provision. We've already struggling with our GP service. Can it cope with another 2,000 properties, including Quarry Farm? And another issue as well is the demolition of an acoustic bund, which protects hundreds of houses from the noise and light of the Borderville Sports Centre, which they're proposing to demolish to resite the road from its original location at the northern edge of the site to the southern edge of the site.
Now, this isn't a bypass road, this is a kind of housing estate road that will be used a bit like a bypass, you might say.
I guess it depends how you look at it, yes. How you've described it is the party line, but we are very concerned that it will just become a bypass, yeah.
So, Caris, you've been campaigning for Quarry Farm for some time now. That application, whereabouts is that?
That's actually been resubmitted now by Alison Holmes. So that was in February, although they backdated it to January. So they're now inviting people to comment on that resubmitted application. They have made some amendments to it, and we're pleased that they've responded to a lot of our lawyers' objections. But obviously, they're still tinkering around the edges, really. So there's no major change in the principle of development there. So a lot of our concerns still around sort of the ecological deterioration of that site still remain valid, and also about the management of the country park. There are still question marks around that. And of course, obviously, we join up with Laura in terms of like the congestion and infrastructure issues too, which remain sort of outstanding.
And if you take this all back to the Stamford plan, that was where people mostly wanted the houses to go. So where else could they go? Is it a case of that, or just the fact that actually Stamford isn't built for this number of houses?
Yeah, I don't think we are necessarily contesting the local plan, but we are contesting the changes in this master plan compared to the local plan. But I would say that we are contesting whether we need this many houses. We have seen large developments popping up of hundreds here and a couple of hundred there over the town, and there have been no infrastructure improvements there. So at the moment, we're just not convinced that this is exactly what we need right now. It seems like more than we need in the town.
So how can people help you and support you if that's what they believe?
Well, the best thing you can do to help me, but to help Stamford, this is the place that we love and we want to protect it and keep it sustainable market town, is the best thing you can do is to go onto SKDC planning application portal, go to S23/0055, familiarise yourself with the master plan and the documents, and comment. If you object, please do comment. Don't think it's not worth it. It's a done deal. It's always worth commenting, and please do. That's how we're going to make a difference.
And are there particular things that people, if they do believe that it's not the right thing, there are certain things that they can say that can help, and there's certain things that actually won't wash, if you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, we've got a website. You can find us on YouTube under the handle Stand Up for Stamford, and we try to explain this to you on there. Also on the SKDC planning portal, you can find how to make a material objection, and that is really, really important. We can't just say things like, we don't want to lose our views, we want our opinions to really count. So go on there, double check what's a material point for objection, and make your objections based on those.
And do you know what the deadline is for this?
I do. The deadline is Monday the 27th of February.
So it's not long really for what potentially could be the next stage of this plan.
Absolutely. We don't really have long, no. So it's really important that people get on there, have a look, see what's coming, and then make your objections.
So are you two joining forces effectively because your developments are next to each other?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much synergy between the two campaigns, especially with the link road, the congestion, the infrastructure issues. You know, they're very much linked up. So, you know, very much welcome joining teams with Laura, and together, you know, we're kind of like sisters in arms, really, in relation to these campaigns. So, yeah, we've got a few things coming up this Saturday coming. We're hoping to do a stand in Stamford in the High Street on Saturday morning, well, in fact, all through the day. And we're really wanting to engage engage with the public there, just to talk to them about what the plans are and to sort of really be encouraging people to make their objections. So there's a couple of things that we've got in the pipeline which we hope will kind of really activate people and motivate people to object.
And you've been raising money to get legal advice. You mentioned about the legal objections. Has that been helpful?
It's been so helpful. That £6,000 that we raised, the lawyer's response was really, really critical in Alison Holmes having to go away and redo their plans, essentially. And although we've still only got minor modifications, you know, it still does mean that we've retained more trees. It still does mean that they've reduced some of the built-up area. It also still means that they're having to commit more to the conservation and management of the park. So there are definitely bonuses to that. And you know, I'm in the process at the moment of writing our kind of objections to the resubmitted plans. We do still feel there's room for more improvements within those plans. So yeah, I look forward to submitting that to Rutland County Council shortly.
And Laura, from the Stamford North side of things, it's a bit more kind of open, a bit more kind of fields, but I suppose it is just the sheer amount, really.
Yes, absolutely. We're losing grade 3 agricultural land, which they talk about quite a lot in the planning application, but I haven't seen any mention so far of the grade 2, which we're also losing, and the grade 2 all sits on the eastern side of Ryle Road. Yes, it's all agricultural land, it's all well-farmed, well-used land, so it's a real shame to see it go.
And you mentioned as well the other developments that are coming in. I mean, Uffington Road, for instance, was going to be business and now it's going to be homes. There's the development of the other side of the road as well. There's quite a lot going in. Do you think that kind of helps your case a little bit in terms of the northern bit being the original place where the houses are going to go? You were talking about the different pockets of land that are being used.
Yeah, I mean, there were extra allocations in the local plan for some other sites as well. But I think that's a really good point about the employment side, because that has been chipped away and it may continue to be chipped away. And I guess what we're saying is these houses in Stamford will not be the sort of houses that you can afford to buy if you work in the takeaway or the wine bar or the shop that they're going to build. These are going to be expensive homes. So where are these people coming from? Are we going to turn Stamford into a commuter town just so people can go and work in London and other cities? Because in reality, people will not be working in Stamford buying these homes because they won't be able to afford them.
And what motivated you to get involved with all this?
Well, we knew this was coming, Stamford North, and I do live right on the edge of the acoustic bund. And I will say that when I saw Gummerleaf's proposals go in the summer, where they had taken the bund away and moved the road, it really did blindside me and all of my neighbours. We were utterly shocked by the change in plans. It was never what was sold in the local plan. And the impact that removing that bund will have on the residents is huge. And also, it's one thing for us to have the noise and the light that we were assured we would never have. But what about the new houses that they're proposing to put right up against this sports ground? It's not conducive to any peace, tranquil life. In addition, moving the road right next to the open football pitches where your children are going to be training at Borderville, where sportsmen are playing football, sportswomen are playing football, and all of the other activities that go on there. How is that conducive to public health by having a main road with construction traffic for 12 years going right alongside it unprotected? It just doesn't make sense. Someone has to do something.
So this is basically, if you go to the Daniels Ground, you see that big bank. That's the bit that's going to come down.
Oh yes, absolutely massive. Acoustic bund, it's 10 metres high on the football pitch side, it's 4 to 5 metres high on the residential side.
That was colossal. Part of the planning for the football ground.
Oh, absolutely. It was planning condition number 25, if you want specifics. They couldn't operate Borderville until they had built the bund to a sufficient height. So to us, it's just bonkers that they think they can take it away and provide nothing in its place.
And a roundabout on... Is it Little Casterton Road?
Well, it's a junction off Little Casterton Road. So that joins the Quarry Farm and the Stamford North developments. And we've got a couple of issues around this. One, the road on Little Casterton cannot fit two cars side by side. So it just feels like a really inappropriate place for such a large junction that will be heavily used. Also, I think it's worth mentioning that the new primary school, although we welcome it, fantastic, it is sitting right on this main east-west link road and right next to this junction. So you could say this is going to be a nightmare for parents trying to drop their children off. And it could even be pushing these parents into the existing roads just off Fitzwilliam Road and Pembroke Road, because there will be pedestrian access through there to the new development. And these are all things that people should take a look at. The junction sits partially in Rutland County Council land and SKDC land. So the junction is on Rutland County Council's planning portal, but you can also comment on the junction as part of Stamford North on the SKDC planning portal. And you should probably be doing both if you have concerns.
And you can actually watch basically what it's like on YouTube. You put a video together.
Absolutely. If you want to see me and Karis telling you exactly what it's going to be like, yes, come and find our videos on YouTube. The handle's at Stand Up for Stamford, and there's also a video that goes through the master plan just to help show you what's really happening and breaking it down into easy terms.